Hi, my name is Jacqueline, and I'm one of the emotional health and well-being practitioners at the Pause Drop-In Service at the University of Birmingham. Today, I'm going to read a poem for you. And I'll begin with sharing a few thoughts with you about the ways poetry is there for us and can be turned to for support. Poetry can be used as a grounding tool. And what I mean by that is that when we're experiencing anxiety and having all of those physical sensations of anxiety, such as a rapid heartbeat, quick, shallow breathing, maybe sweaty palms and racing thoughts or an inability to concentrate, a grounding technique can be used to slow down our breathing and have us return to a calm place physically in our bodies while distracting our thoughts from those anxious racing thoughts that we're having. And poetry can be used in such a way. Maybe you already have a favorite poem or poems, or perhaps the idea of reading and reciting poetry to yourself is new. But I would recommend taking a little bit of time to think about verses that have meant something to you and maybe rediscover them and incorporate them into what we could call your well-being or self-care toolkit. You could make a little voice recording on your phone or keep a printed copy of it somewhere that's easy to access, like in the front cover of your daily calendar, for example, if you use one of those. It doesn't have to be any particular kind of poem. It just needs to have meaning for you. It could be song lyrics, or a rhyming verse from your childhood, or maybe a quotation that calms and reassures you. Basically, poetry consists of words which are made meaningful through the communication between the poet and yourself, through that relationship. In this way, when we are alone or feeling lonely, we can discover a connection to another person across the divide of time, space, and even difference. Poetry invites us to slow down, to concentrate on the rhythm and the music of the words. It encourages us to breathe more slowly and more deeply, and to consider the poignancy or beauty of the images. Poetry has the capacity to hold emotion or to convey emotion. It can be used to express outrage, the outrage of oppression or of injustice, or it can offer the gift of solace and companionship. It can often be cathartic, helping us to purge negative feelings, and it can offer a fresh perspective and give hope or even instill joy. Poetry can be used in therapy. It's been recognized for its transformative ability to bring about new ways of thinking, and it's sometimes used in mindfulness-based therapies for the way it can encourage an acceptance of ourselves and of others and of our current situation. So the poem that I would like to share with you today is called Wild Geese by the American poet Mary Oliver. This poem speaks to that question of self-acceptance and serves as a reminder that we do belong. And I think these messages are important, or they're important to me right now, during this time of physical disconnection from people and maybe even from ourselves. So after I read this poem, I'll end the recording, but I hope this message encourages you to think about the role poetry plays in your life and maybe inspires you to incorporate a little bit more poetry into your life to help you find calmness. Wild geese. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese high in the clean blue air are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over, announcing your place in the family of things.